Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Did you know that heart disease, the number one killer in the U.S., is to a very large degree preventable, treatable, or even reversible? Did you know that the same is true for type 2 diabetes? Did you know that many forms of cancer can be prevented and treated by using food as medicine? Did you know that high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, acne, acid reflux, allergies, sinusitis, and many autoimmune diseases from multiple sclerosis to rheumatoid arthritis are directly tied to an unhealthy dietary lifestyle? This is good news. Why? Because it means that you, more than you ever realized, have the power to protect your health and prevent disease if you're willing to learn about and embrace predominantly a whole food, plant-based diet. On today's program, I will present part one of a three-part series on plant-based nutrition. In this series, I will discuss the health and nutrition benefits of a plant-based diet and how anyone can transition from a SAD, what I call a SAD, S-A-D, standard American diet, to an optimally healthy plant-based diet. But before we get into today's important topic, here is an important message about the Health and Longevity Radio website.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl discusses vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Choose health every bite that you take. Most of us don't realize that the foods that we eat, the three meals a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, often have more of an impact on our health than anything else in our lives. While physical activity, managing stress, adequate sleep, avoiding tobacco products, and social connectedness all play a role, food trumps all. Each bite we consume is either one step towards health or one step towards disease. Learning the truth about nutrition is empowering. It enables us to make wise choices for ourselves and our families, positively impacting health right now and for the rest of our lives. We often believe that if something is sold in a grocery store or available on a restaurant menu, that it must not be bad for us. Unfortunately, this isn't true. While many of these unhealthful foods may not immediately result in disease, after they've been consumed for a length of time, they can have lethal results. When my good friend and colleague, Dr. Michael Clapper, MD, presented at a medical conference, he asked the audience, "Have you ever had a thick pepperoni pizza laden with cheese and topped off with a creamy milkshake and felt all greasy on the inside?" Adding, "It's because you are." Dr. Clapper explains that when we eat fatty foods every day of our lives, year after year, dietary fat and cholesterol pumps through our bloodstreams and causes inflammation inside our veins and arteries. After 2, 3, 4 or more decades of this food assault on our bodies, it causes the formation of atherosclerosis, also called hardening of the arteries. So it's no wonder that we're too often faced with a health crisis. It isn't just fatty foods that are the culprit. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Ph.D. and author of the China Study, calls fat, sugar, and salt the three devils. Our food choices shape our health, and the foods that comprise the standard American diet, or what I call SAD, S-A-D, are shaping our health for the worst. The acronym SAD, S-A-D, is appropriate because it's a sad reality to see how it's ravaged the health of Americans, as well as the citizens of many other countries in the world. Would you put sludge in your car's gas tank? No! You put the fuel in your automobile that enables it to perform at its best. Do the same for your body. Put the fuel in it. With each and every bite you take, that enables your body to be the best it can be. You'll be amazed at how quickly your body will respond when you put only the best gas in your tank. These fiber-filled, nutrient-dense, plant-based foods will make so many conditions with which you may have suffered or were destined to face a thing of the past. One word of warning. Don't be surprised if you have 3 or 4 days of gastrointestinal discomfort when you begin consuming fiber-rich, plant-based foods. Some people experience this and use it as an excuse to give up. When our bodies have grown accustomed to the packaged, processed foods and all the dairy and animal proteins we've been consuming, our gut linings have been compromised. When fiber-filled foods are introduced, it's a shock to our system. But more good news is that our gut lining regenerates every 6 weeks. No matter how much damage we've done, if we consume health-promoting foods, we are giving our body, our gut, what's needed to heal. If you feel bloated and gassy, lightheaded, headachy, or even fatigue or extreme cravings when you first shift to a plant-based diet, hang in there. Your body is detoxifying, so just know that vibrant health and a happy tummy are right around the corner. You know, today is the first day of the rest of your life. No matter what choices you've made in the past, today is a new day. And let me help you today to choose health with each and every bite that you take. My mission is to educate, equip, and empower you with the knowledge about the overwhelming scientific evidence that supports the health-protecting power of using food as medicine. The benefits of plant-based nutrition are indisputable. On this 3-part radio program series, I will guide you with resources that you will need to shift to a life-changing, health-promoting, disease-fighting, whole food, plant-based dietary lifestyle. So let's get started. Let's talk about the standard American diet. When we look at a snapshot of the standard American diet, or SAD, SAD, we see that 63% of refined and processed foods are empty calories that actually injure your body. 25% animal products, which includes meat, fish, poultry, dairy products, and eggs, too often laden with saturated fat and cholesterol, are delivering far more protein than optimal. 12% plant foods, with up to 6% of the total derived from processed plant foods, leaving a paltry 6% of daily caloric intake coming from whole, unprocessed plant foods. We're consuming an average of 185 pounds of added sugar and sweeteners each year. We're an average of 3,400 milligrams of salt a day, more than double the recommended amount, triple the amount recommended by many experts, with a majority derived from processed foods. Well, it's a sad state of our health. When we look at obesity, 70% of Americans are overweight or obese. Nearly one half of the American population will be obese by 2030, according to a 2012 study published by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. Child obesity has tripled in the last 30 years. 1 out of 3 American children is overweight or obese. Let's take a look at heart disease. 37% of our children who are not considered overweight have one or more cardiovascular risk factors. 70 million Americans have hypertension, or what we call high blood pressure, with elevated risk for stroke and heart attack. Let's take a look at diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes. 100 million Americans have diabetes or prediabetes, with an increased risk of amputation, heart disease, and blindness. Rates of type 2 diabetes increased by 22% among U.S. adults from 1999 to 2008. Current trends suggest that 1 in 3 individuals born after 2000 will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in their lifetimes, and the trends for Hispanic and African Americans are 1 in 2. Many experts project type 2 diabetes as the future global epidemic, with diagnosis projections as high as 1 in 3 individuals from industrialized nations that have adopted the standard American diet. Well, what about cancer? The war of cancer waged by President Nixon began 40 years ago, yet trends indicate that cancer is expected to become the leading cause of death in the U.S. by 2030, according to the ASCO report. We've spent years walking for a cure, running for a cure, and shopping for a cure, but we haven't focused on what really counts, eating for a cure. Well, there is a solution to this healthcare crisis, and the solution is a whole food, plant-based diet. A whole food, plant-based diet is the ticket to health. To a very large extent, it has the power to prevent and reverse disease, as well as countless other benefits that we'll talk about in these programs. When it comes to healthy eating, the emphasis is often wrongly placed on dietary recommendations based on individual nutrients, with its obsession referred to as nutrient reductionism. This nutrition reductionism has spawned a billion-dollar dietary supplement industry. Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Ph.D., author of the China Study, emphasizes that nutrition must be holistic, looking at countless nutrients and mechanisms that control many diseases. Now, if you eat a balanced variety of whole food, plant-based foods, and plant-based diet, you will be consuming all the carbohydrates, proteins, and fats you need for optimal health. Plant foods contain all nutrients, with the exception of vitamin B12 and vitamin D, in the healthiest ratio for your body. Instead of focusing on individual nutrients, a whole food, plant-based diet emphasizes the symphonic nutrient composition that's optimal for human health. We don't eat nutrients, we eat whole foods. Let's briefly review the 3 macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, and where they're found in whole food plant-based diet. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are the body's preferred energy source. Carbohydrates should be obtained from whole foods like vegetables, fruits, and whole grains, where they come packaged with fiber and other important nutrients. Proteins, we tend to obsess about getting enough protein, yet protein deficiency is extremely rare. In fact, most Americans are overeating protein. To get enough protein on a plant-based diet, simply swap animal foods for legumes, whole grains, and vegetables. As long as you consume enough calories, you'll be getting all the protein your body needs. How about fats? Well, fat is the most caloric-dense macronutrient, so it must be eaten in small amounts from whole plant sources like avocados, olives, nuts, and seeds. Now, what really is a whole food, plant-based diet? It's a dietary lifestyle that maximizes the intake of whole plant foods and minimizes the intake of processed and animal-derived foods. It's a diet based on foods as grown, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, chickpeas, split peas, lentils, mushrooms, herbs, spices, and small amounts of seeds and nuts. Consumption of meat, including chicken and fish, dairy products and eggs, as well as highly refined foods like bleached flour, refined sugar, and oil, are minimized or eliminated. What are the benefits of a plant-based diet? Well, a plant-based diet can prevent, arrest, and even reverse chronic diseases such as heart disease and type 2 diabetes. It decreases cancer. It slows the progression of certain cancers. It helps to prevent and halt the progression of a number of autoimmune diseases. It prevents and reverses erectile dysfunction. It lowers cholesterol. It lowers blood pressure. No more constipation. Enables healthy weight loss, enables healthy weight maintenance, improves immune function with lower risk of colds and flu, can prevent and treat asthma, allergies, acne, acid reflux, and a wide array of other conditions. It's age-defying. It's longevity-enhancing. It mitigates the need for many or potentially all medications. It increases energy, improves sleep, decreases stress, improves mood and mental clarity, and it's environmentally friendly. Now, there's different food groups and nutrients that you need to increase to have a healthy plant-based diet. First of all, let's look at vegetables. Vegetables are rich in a vast number of health-promoting nutrients, including phytochemicals like lutein, lycopene, and beta-carotene, along with vitamins A and C, many B vitamins, and fiber. Vegetables can also be an excellent source of calcium and iron, nutrients often associated with animal foods. So eat a wide variety of colorful vegetables to ensure you're consuming a wide variety of nutrients. What about fruits? Fruits can be rich in fiber, vitamin C, and vitamin A, and are tremendous conduits of phytochemicals like resveratrol and anthocyanidins. So choose whole fruits over fruit juice, which is void of fiber. Like vegetables, eat a wide variety of colors to get the greatest array of nutrients. Now let's look at fiber. Fiber is found exclusively in plant foods. Animal foods are completely void of fiber. Fiber is associated with lower rates of cancer and other chronic diseases, and it facilitates weight loss and healthy weight maintenance. Beans, peas, and lentils. Beans, peas, and lentils, also known as legumes, are rich in protein, fiber, calcium, iron, and B vitamins. So eat a wide variety of legumes, such as lentils, chickpeas, black beans, pinto beans, and organic soybeans, which is called edamame. Whole grains. Whole grains are rich in B vitamins, protein, fiber, and zinc, and are also rich in phytochemicals such as lignin and sterols. The best way to eat grains is in their whole form, like brown rice, quinoa, bulgur, oats, barley, and corn. Whole grains can also be eaten in the form of whole grain breads, tortillas, and pastas, although these processed choices are less nutritious. Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are rich in protein, calcium, and healthy fats called omega-3 fatty acids. Eat nuts and seeds like walnuts, cashews, almonds, pecans, sesame seeds, flax seeds, and sunflower seeds in small amounts, only a small handful a day, as they are high in calories and fat. And water. Water. Plant-based foods are rich in water. Water hydrates the body, and the hydration of the body's cells is crucial to proper immune, endocrine, cardiovascular, neural, gastrointestinal, muscle, and skeletal function. And then there's antioxidants and phytonutrients. Antioxidants and phytonutrients are abundant in plant foods. Antioxidants slow aging, reduce inflammation in the body, and helps prevent diseases, especially cancers. Phytonutrients can also protect against diseases like cancer and heart disease. Now, in a whole food plant-based diet, there are food groups and nutrients that we need to limit. First of all, meat, poultry, and fish. Meat and poultry are high in unhealthy saturated fat and cholesterol. Fish is also high in cholesterol and industrial pollutants. Eggs. When you hear the word an egg is a natural perfect food, consider that one egg contains more cholesterol than a double quarter pounder with cheese. Since egg whites are 100% animal protein, they are not healthful choices. You will learn more about the ill effects of animal protein consumption as we discuss this in this three-part series. dairy products. Dairy is high in unhealthy saturated fat and cholesterol. Whether whole or skim, all contains casein, the protein found in cow's milk and other dairy products made from cow's milk. And some research has shown that this type of protein has hidden dangers. Cholesterol. Dietary cholesterol is found only in animal foods. In conjunction with saturated fat, which is linked to high blood cholesterol and heart disease. And then there's refined grains and added sugar. Unlike whole grains, refined grains, such as white flour, quick-cooked oats, and white rice, and sugary desserts, are comparatively void of all fiber. Refined grains and added sugar are often found in processed foods, the culprit of inflammation and cell damage, leading to chronic disease and often linked to obesity. And then there's processed oils. Unlike whole plant food sources of fat, processed oils are lower in nutrients and higher in calories. Despite what you've heard, even olive oil is not really the most healthy of all foods. It's 100% fat. Eat the fiber-filled, nutrient-dense olives and limit or avoid the olive oil. And then there's saturated fat. This unhealthful fat is plentiful in animal foods. It raises cholesterol and leads to heart disease. Let's talk about plant-based diets for kids. Plant-based kids, a diet that is really healthy for everyone. You may wonder if a whole food plant-based diet is healthy for your whole family, and the answer is yes, because a plant-based diet that includes a variety of foods and food groups contains everything needed to nourish us at any stage of life. And children who eat a plant-based diet experience normal growth and development, and their risk of diseases such as obesity, heart disease, and diabetes is much lower than children who eat the standard American diet. Children raised on plant-based diets also experience lower rates of acne, allergies, and digestive issues. Now, eating habits are formed at an early age, and by introducing whole plant foods to children, you are laying the foundation for them to become healthy eaters for life. The growing children, adolescents, and teens' adequate calorie intake is crucial. Because of this, they need to consume more fat than the average adult to meet their needs. Incorporate foods like avocados, nuts, seeds, and nut and seed butters into their meals. Children can get optimal nutrition, important for growth, such as protein, iron, and calcium, from whole plant foods and fortified foods like non-dairy milks and whole grain cereals. Just like adults on a plant-based diet, children on plant-based diets need adequate vitamin B12, and the most reliable source of B12 is a B12 supplement. So you can take a good multivitamin or a B-complex supplement to make sure that they get adequate amounts of B12 on a plant-based diet. Preventing and reversing disease. The research supporting the power of a whole food plant-based diet to prevent and reverse heart disease and type 2 diabetes is especially profound. Compared to those following the standard dietary treatment protocol of the American Heart Association, people with heart disease who adopt a low-fat, plant-based diet were twice as less as likely to experience another cardiac event and were able to reverse their atherosclerosis from hardening of their arteries. According to Dr. Neil Barnard, MD, founder of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, since arterial blockages in one area can indicate systemic damage, medications that treat isolated symptoms may not be the most effective way to treat the underlying problem. Studies show that the most powerful prescription may not lie in the pill bottle, but rather on our plates. Consuming a plant-based diet free of cholesterol and low in fat has been proven to reverse arterial blockages and improve blood flow. The same is true for diabetes. Plant-based diet adherents have a 60% lower risk of developing diabetes, and those who switch to a plant-based diet can lower blood sugar levels and reduce medication use compared to people following the standard diabetic diet protocol. They also see double the reduction in bad cholesterol levels, hemoglobin A1C levels, and body weight compared to the standard treatment protocol. A whole food, plant-based diet can prevent and slow cancer growth. Specifically, it reduces the gastrointestinal and women-specific cancers such as ovarian and breast cancer. Plants are rich in cancer-fighting antioxidants and phytochemicals. According to the World Cancer Research Fund, lifestyle changes, including diet, could prevent as many as one-third of all cancer cases in the U.S. In light of this, why do we wait for cancer diagnosis to sound the alarm of disease-preventing and disease-fighting dietary recommendations? Dr. Neil Barnard, MD, says that, unfortunately, the message tends to get buried. We wait until a cancer diagnosis and then try some heroic means of combating it through chemotherapy, through radiation. It's so much better to prevent it from ever occurring. And the answer to that is food. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's part one of our three-part, three-week series of programs on plant-based nutrition. So tune in next week for part two of this three-part series right here on the same day, same time, and on the same radio station. I want to thank the Plantrition Project for providing much of the information that we discussed today and throughout this three-part series. And if you would like to get a transcript of all the information we're sharing during this three-week series, go to plantritionproject.org. That's Plantrition, Plantrician, project.org. And you can go to that website and get the information for the transcripts of all the information we're sharing on this three-part series.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.